Specials podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
All like nuts in my teeth. Welcome along to the Specials podcast here at William Hill. My name's Lee Phelps. Reality Rob Dixon is sat alongside me. Hi, Rob.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you.
It's nice.
Yes, usually. When you speak to me in person, I'm always like confused because I think your voice is like a phone.
You seem to have put a jacket on.
I've gone smart.
You've gone smart to me.
Only for you.
I've obviously just got a hoodie and a pair of jeans on, but yeah, I like your smart attitude.
You're rocking the hoodie there. That's all good. We're here to talk about the Voice finale. We'll also have a chat about Britain's Got Talent, Strictly Come Dancing, Top Gear, and maybe even the Great Cuckoo Race. I don't know what the Great Cuckoo Race is, but I imagine it's full of clocks.
Yeah, might be struggling with the Great
Cuckoo Race. Well, I'll Google it while we're talking and find out what it's all about. Should we start with The Voice? The final sees Stevie McCrory at 4-6, Sasha Simone 7-2, 5-1 Lucy O'Byrne, and Emmanuel Nwamadi at 6-1. You can still bet on the winning manager and Team Ricky, 1-3, Stephen McCrory, and 9-4, Emmanuel Nwamadi. Throughout the series, Rob, I've liked Ricky Wilson's chances of winning. He's in a strong position. Last week, we talked about Sasha Simone being a big price, but I've reneged to mention the price that you backed Stephen McCrory at pre-show. I thought you got him at like quite a skinny price, but you got him at a big old double figure price. You're in clover here.
A big old double figure price. There is one slight problem going against me. Mm-hmm. Fourth series of The Voice. This is the fourth odds on favourite going into the final night, and none of them have won so far.
But you did back him each way, didn't you?
I've backed him each way, yes. Yeah. So,
shrewd.
For people who have backed Stephen McCrory, I'm sorry to say that he will finish fourth.
No, he won't. There's nothing truer than that. I mean, this show has constantly seen upsets in the final.
Yep, never as a... All three have been odds on, and all three have been beaten on the final night, so...
The other thing about Stephen McCrory, I suppose, I mean, we've talked long and hard about the positives, the main one being that he's Scottish.
Yep.
He's obviously good as well. Now, it's such a short voting window on the BBC that the reason... That Scottish thing should help is that, you know, if you've got anything in your camp that helps you get more votes than the other three, then it's going to be a good thing.
Yep,
and he's got that. Sasha Simone hasn't really got that. She's got to win it on her own voice and the fact that she's good. Lucy O'Byrne has probably got that as well. Not a geographical bias, but the fact that anyone who loves classical music
it's
or shows.
Voice, isn't it? It's she's got a lot more strings to her bow than, say, your Stephen McCrory or even the other two, really. It's just... It surprised me. We didn't really know. It was sort of a Marmite. He'd had an opera style before, Will.i.am. He didn't really know what to do with it.
He didn't push it as hard either, did he?
He ended up losing her in the battle rounds by putting her against another strong vocalist, which I think he's learnt this time, and he's obviously pushed Lucy as far as he can. And I think to be fair, I mean, I wouldn't even rule her out sort of finishing second. So
I wouldn't rule her out winning it, you know, Rob.
Well, there's always
you look at the winners, they've not only haven't they been the favourites, they've always been the one that you think, well, they could kind of win it, but they've always been the kind of almost the outsider, haven't they?
Yeah.
I know she isn't the outsider. Yeah, I mean, Emmanuel is, but
Jermaine Jackman was outsider last year. I think he was double figures this
time. I'm sure Leanne, the first winner, wasn't. I'm not sure she was Leanne, even second favourite.
Leanne was she was 14-1, but I can't remember if that was in the final or when the vote was closed.
And I forgot the name of the winner in between. The girl who had the
Andrea
visual
Begley.
Difficulties.
Yeah, Andrea Begley definitely wasn't. Andrea Begley was shorter. I think she might have been second favourite going into the final.
And the one thing we know is that, you know, Stephen McCrory's done nothing wrong, but I found his performances have become a little bit more boring as the series has gone on. Sasha Simone's improved, no end. Emmanuel, for me, has just kind of stayed about the same. But Lucy O'Byrne smashes it every time, doesn't she? And she's got that kind of voice and that kind of style that makes you sit up and makes the hairs on your neck stand up.
Yeah, because it's so different from the other three. I don't think there's a lot to choose between Emmanuel and Sasha vocally. I think Stevie's obviously had sort of the pimp slots as much as he can. It was noticeable that they both sang on The Voice, and even then Stevie sort of closed the show out. Even as silly as something like that last night, Stevie was the one who sort of closed the show out while Emmanuel went on first. And
what was this on the one show?
Yeah, just on the one show.
Did they all sing?
So, no, just Ricky's team.
Oh, right. That's good of him. I mean, I think the show has, as much as The Voice does this, and it's nowhere near the same as X Factor, but I think they have pushed Stevie.
Definitely.
For the win.
I think it's a... if it was an X Factor, I think they'd be off in arms about it. I have had a look on sort of Digital Spy and stuff, and people haven't really mentioned the fact that he has been sort of pimped for the win, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I must say, if I hadn't had a bet in this, I would be backing Lucy, I think, at the prices. I really think she's got... I think she's got something about her, and she's got that... if they pick the right song for her, and it's a popular song, and it's a song that people recognise, I think she could well win it. 5-1, I think that's a big price. I mean, I put up Sasha Simone from quite early, and I really like her, but I just don't know if she'll quite get over the line.
Sasha, to me, was a standout act last week.
She's brilliant, wasn't she?
She was absolutely brilliant in her song. The duet with Tom was miles better, miles... Not choreographed, but it seemed more natural than the others. Mm. Definitely.
See, as Lucy had a standout week. I mean, you know, that's the other thing. You know, she's consistently really good every week. I just wonder if she's got a standout moment to come in the final with all
moment.
The kind of, like, you know,
no,
if they sing something that's amazing.
I genuinely think it's more for... I think her audition was probably her best performance. They've always seemed to go on the fact that she's like an usher at the cinema thing.
Surely they can't bring that out again.
They've always pushed that, which an X Factor thing would mean probably a non-winner. But obviously the voting demographic, I think, is considerably different on this to the ITV show.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, the BBC have obviously had shows which have... the purpose has been to find talent and put them into a Broadway, you know, into a not a Broadway show, a West End show.
Yeah.
So, you know, that audience is already used to viewing the BBC, and you know, you would imagine it'd be more of an audience who would like her than would like, say, you know, I don't know, Sasha Simone.
Yeah, because I mean, there is a career, maybe not obviously not as a pop star, but there is a definitely West End career for her after this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
interesting. And the downside for Lucy, in my opinion, is the fact that each artist performs one song on their own, and then they perform with their coach. I don't know what Will I Am and Lucy Byrne are going to perform that will fit her style and show her off in her best. In her best. I mean, Tom Jones, we saw that, as you said, correctly said, Tom and Sasha were brilliant last week. I can really see them doing well. Ricky's obviously got to perform with two of his artists, and Rachel will just be sat watching, I guess. Yeah, interesting. Paloma Faith and the script of the other two acts who will perform.
Yeah, I'd back Paloma Faith to be next judge in this. To actually see her in the final is probably not the best. But
she might be next year. They usually change, don't
they? Yeah.
Just a quick word on the on YouTube. It can be a bit of a sign as to where people are going. Just looking at last week's performances, Emmanuel Nwamadi performing White Shed of Pale, 72,000 views. Stevie McCrory's Bleeding Love rendition, 87,000. Sasha Simone, Say You Love Me, 97,500. And who's the other one who's left in this competition?
Lucy O'Byrne.
Where's she gone? 66,000 for Lucy O'Byrne. So, I mean, she didn't poll that well there, Lucy. Obviously, they got all the views for the performances as well. Just interested. 71,000 for Sir Tom Jones and Sasha, which isn't that much, isn't it? Is it really? I thought it might be more than that. Yeah, so Will I Am's performance was mental, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was just crazy. 64,000 people have watched Will I Am and his team, and 101,000 people have watched Ricky Wilson and his team.
Bizarrely, the best team performance was Rita's 120,000, and she never got anyone through to the finals.
Maybe because it's Rita as well, though, to be fair. I imagine she'll get more Google hits than Ricky. and Will.i.am yeah. put together. So what are you going for then? We know you've backed Stephen McCrory. Let's just pretend if you've come to this blank and you haven't had a bet. You've been waiting for the final. Where did your money go?
If I had to have a bet now, I would think that Tom Jones will do everything he can to push Sasha Simone over the line. And if I hadn't had a bet, then I would back Sasha now.
Very good.
Albeit the fact I wish I'd backed the 25 last week.
Yeah, it's a massive difference in price. Yeah. I agree, but just to be different, I'll go for Lucio Byrne to land another shock win in the Voice. Yep. Let's have a look at a special market, Strictly Come Dancing. Nothing much changed there, has it? Just to appear in the 2015 show.
There's been no sort of rumours come out this week, so it is what it is.
Yeah, it's a list of names with prices next to them.
All people, yes, exactly that.
Top Gear, any of Clarkson, May or Hammond to present any episode of Top Gear 23? No, 1-2, yes, 6-4. We've also got a market on who will be the next Top Gear presenter, haven't we?
We have, and I don't know where it is. I'll be honest with you. It should be out.
But I'm sure it'll be out by the time the podcast is out.
Yeah, Dermot O'Leary's favourite.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, he's 2-1.
That's purely because he's quit X Factor.
Yeah, it's completely the X Factor timing. I mean, Jodie Kidd was on Saturday Kitchen last week. Right. She's second fast. She's 3-1 for this. And she spent the whole time basically just talking about cows. It was almost like she was auditioning for the show. So
I think I've said her from the start, and I still think it would be typical BBC at the moment to kind of throw in a bit of a curveball and be a little bit different. Using a woman, it would be completely against the way the show's been.
I still think they take a year out. Right. I think they take a year out. Let everything calm down and then almost recreate the show. I don't think any of the three are staying. Obviously, Clarkson's contract's not been renewed. I think all three will go. And I think in the same way that they did it sort of 15 years ago when sort of May and Hammond came into the show, I just think they will do a complete overhaul and start from scratch again.
Fair enough. Should we have a look at Britain's Got Talent? You've got a market here for the type of winner. We have this every single year, don't we? Let me just tell you the types of winners we've had so far. Way back in 2007, Paul Potts, solo singer. 2008, George Sampson, dance artist.
Yep.
Is that what we call them?
Solo dance.
Solo dance. 2009, Diversity.
Group dance.
Spellbound in 2010.
Group dance.
Jay McDowell.
Solo singer.
Famously put up and backed by Rob Dixon, solo artist. Ashley and Pudsey, Dog Act. 2012. Attraction, 2013.
We settled them as a group dance.
Has to be,
doesn't
it?
Yeah.
And Calabro in last year.
That was a group
singing?
Sing.
I think it was, isn't it?
Yeah. Operatic act.
So 2015, we've got solo singer at 2-1, dance troupe 3-1, singing group 5-1, magician 8-1. I put that up every year. I can't even have profit now, even if it lands this year.
Well, I basically just go short every year because I know you're going to mention it. So 10-1 last year, 8-1 this year. So
pet performer, performing animal 10s, solo dancer 10s, comedian impersonator 12s, instrumental music act 16s, aerobic sports act 20s, so is drag act, so is puppet act and ventriloquist, stunt act 20-1, I'm laughing because I've seen what's coming, escapologist 50-1, fire breather 66-1, same for mime artist, and right there at the end, the wallpaper stripper 100-1.
If stripper, I'd love to see a stripper win.
It's not going to happen, is it? A stripper.
But you never know.
Oh, dear. We haven't looked at what the Great Cuckoo Race is.
I have.
Oh, you've got it. What is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's whatever the press release says it is, right?
Okay. This epic journey sees cuckoos fly from West Africa, crossing over jungle, the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, continental Europe and the English Channel before making it back to the UK. One of the world's biggest bookmakers, William Hill, have joined forces with the British...
One of the biggest bookmakers?
Yeah.
The
home of betting, William Hill, has joined forces with the British Trust for Ornithology, the BTO, to raise awareness about the plight of the cuckoo and the importance of protecting them. What's he about? Right.
Basically, what happens is...
The winner...
This doesn't go well on a podcast, by the way, but you click this button here, which is a cuckoo tracking
device.
We've lost half the number of cuckoos in the UK the last 20 years. Since 2009, it's probably... So, but I don't know what the... Is it a race?
Yeah, basically it's a race for them to go and come back, and they're all fitted with a tracking device, and...
Wow.
We're obviously betting on which one comes back first.
Okay.
The website you want, if you go to bto.org and search cuckoo, search in the box on the top right-hand corner, cuckoo tracking. Never thought I'd say that today. But it tells you the latest cuckoo movements. And there's also, because I've got a list here, there's a betting guide to it. Unfortunately, most of the 100 to 1s have been lost in the jungle.
That's brilliant. So 2-1 favourite David was first in 2013 but last in 2014. He's in a great position to replicate his success from the 2 years ago. Emsworthy is the joint second favourite with Jake. Emsworthy's newly tagged, so no previous experience. So is Jake. Henna 5-1, quick off the mark and not far behind the leader. I reckon this is made up.
It's not, because it's all taken from this
Ash thing, also quick off the mark and not far, but it seems to me like they maybe just copied and pasted a few of these. Derek 8-1, second last home in 2014, made group. This looks like a bet here. Yeah. Derek 8-1. I'll tell you what, as well, if we tweet, if we put that in a tweet to Ricky Gervais, Derek the pigeon, Derek the cuckoo, pigeon. Whatever it is,
or Derek the McGovern,
Derek the
would it not be a lot easier? Then we can...
We'll get retweets off Ricky Gervais again. He loves William Hill, doesn't he? Well, go and have a look at that. You can check out the form guides on bto.org and look for cuckoo tracking.
Well, this one's winning, isn't it? Or is this one losing?
Oh, it's ongoing then, is it? When do you think they'll get back?
David's winning. The last signal we got from David was the 31st of March at 9:54.
How do they know which route to go on?
Because they're cuckoos. They're not pigeons, they're cuckoos.
When they all just go to Switzerland.
David's blog.
When they all just go to Switzerland and just get inside a clock and that'd be that.
The only downside here is that David is in Sierra Leone at the moment and that's where Ebola is, so...
Look, I don't think that's going to impact cuckoos. They'll be flying above...
It does to me.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I love a special market like this. I think you've got a lot of information at your fingertips there. So I think I think you should have a look at that, everyone. It looks a fantastic market. Loads of information to go on, but you've got no idea when it'll finish.
Sometime this year. Look, they're not too far. Look, if this one's winning, he's in East Africa. Look, he ain't got too far to go, has he? He's got about that much.
Is that a definite? Is that a definite this year, though?
Yeah, because it's a tracking device, isn't it? Right, it tells you where they are. We're only in March. I don't know at what stage it finishes, but...
Okay, right. Okay, well, check that out and have a little bit of this. Is there anything else to talk about, Rob? We've got FHM Sexiest Women. That must be drawing to a close soon.
Yeah, sometime next couple of weeks.
The Sexy Women. 7-4, Michelle Keegan. 11-2, Margot Robbie. Jennifer Lawrence, 13-2. I'm still all over Emily Ratajkowski.
Bet you are.
At 9-1.
Dirty mad.
14-1 and bigger the rest. That's all we talk about is birds on this podcast these days.
I know. There's no point ever doing anything else.
What's happened
now
to the British bird thing? Oh, it's there.
It's there.
The national bird is still on there. So we've got cuckoos, we've got national birds as well. Robin is 1-4, backed off the boards last week and is maintaining favouritism. Anything else? Royal specials? Babies?
Yeah,
pokes?
There's a baby coming, isn't there? There's a baby coming.
Weather specials?
It's going to be wet.
That's it, I think.
Yeah.
The Bollinger Everyman Wodehouse.
Wodehouse
Prize.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Thank you, Rob.
Pleasure.
Enjoy the voice.
Get back to your nuts now.
Yeah, thank you. It's at reality_Rob on Twitter. My Twitter address is at Lee Phelps. We'd love to hear from you over the weekend. Your voice bets, any thoughts on who's going to win that, and anything else, direct them our way. You can download this podcast at audioboom.com, williamhill.com/podcast. It's available on iTunes to subscribe to. If you search William Hill specials on there, it'll get delivered to your phone, your tablet, or your PC. If you're having a bet on any of the specials markets that we've mentioned this weekend, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.